The Taliban regime of Afghanistan, which had housed Osama bin Laden, was a logical first place to start. But waging a war in this part of the world, Central Asia, on such short notice would take unusual cooperation from Afghanistan's neighbors. Surprisingly, President Vladimir Putin of Russia pledged the United States his full assistance in what he called the war on terrorism. Bases in the former Soviet republics of Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan were brokered by Putin also. They were crucial to American success in the war against Afghanistan's Taliban. The Taliban was knocked out of power, if not destroyed entirely, depriving Al-Qaeda of its most effective base. At this point, the United States took the puzzling step of moving against Iraq. Unlike his father, who had quickly put together an anti-Iraq coalition in 1990, George W. Bush, the 43rd president, had more trouble finding world support for his belief that Saddam Hussein used weapons of mass destruction and would use them in the future.